The way you speak to people. One of the most important things about you is the way you speak to other people. If you want to improve on your current situation, you will be better able to do that if you improve the way you speak to people. For best results, you'll need to gain the willing cooperation of others, and you can do that most easily only if you speak to people properly. Speaking to people in a rude or angry or impolite or offensive or pessimistic or cynical manner are probably the most common mistakes that people make. Have you ever been spoken to by another person in ways that could be described as angry, rude, or impolite? Have you ever heard a person at work talking in ways that may be described as pessimistic, cynical, or depressed? Probably yes. What is the effect on the mind of the listener when the speaker is rude or offensive? It does not inspire a willingness to work eagerly to make the world a better place. Instead, such negative talk tends to repel people. You need to attract people. In order to get more of what you want, you need to attract people to you. Therefore, you need to speak to people in ways that can be described as polite, cheerful, friendly, respectful, interested. Be polite. Always remain polite, under all circumstances. Get out of the habit of issuing orders. Instead of saying, "I want you to do X," instead, use the phrase, "Would you please, do X?" "Would you please," plus a polite request, is a great phrase to memorize and use daily. Be cheerful. Remember, nobody likes a grump. So present a lighter side to the outside world. Try to laugh a little. Or at least smile a little more often. Since everyone wants to be happy, people are drawn towards happy people. If you want to attract others, appear as if you are enjoying life. Be cheerful. Be friendly. In a similar way, everyone wants to feel loved and appreciated and liked. So if you are friendly to people, then, mostly, the other people will warm to you and will want to be friendly in return. You don't have to be sycophantic. Just try to come across as if you care a little bit about how the other person is doing today. Try asking this question to people: "How is your day going?" Be friendly and the world will respond accordingly. Be respectful. Treat everyone as if they were a person of high intellect. Don't talk down to anyone. Don't judge a person by reference to their skin color, or economic class, or gender, or job description, or personal appearance. To do that, I find it helpful to look into the eyes of the other and I try to talk to their brain, and I try to ignore the distraction of their personal appearance. I imagine I am talking to a brain, an intellect. And I try to treat people as intellects of a high order. If you did that too, then you won't make the rookie mistake of underestimating a person, simply because you don't like the way they appear. Be respectful. Be interested. If you want others to make your life better, by helping you, you need to reciprocate, first. Ask yourself, how you can help the other person. If you are interested in others, they will interest themselves with you. If you are not interested in helping others, then you should not expect others to help you. It's simple economics. Be careful how you speak. Speak to people properly. Would you please, be polite, be friendly, be respectful, and be interested in others. If you do, you will attract people.